Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Beach Lane Presents at Beach Lane on Radio Carrum. And my name's Georges, and I'm here with a lovely Fleur from Spiritual Love Match. Welcome, Fleur.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Thank you. Nice to have you here, Fleur. We're going to explore today this really interesting aspect of the offering that you have called Spiritual Love Match. So just tell us in broad what it is, and then we can sort of go deeper. What exactly
Fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah. Fantastic. So Spiritual Love Match came about because, as you're very aware with the offering that you have as well, there are so many people now who are devoting themselves in varying degrees to their own growth and their own personal journey. Mm. And what we were seeing was that obviously love is such an important component in all of that. And for so many people, that's part of the journey that they're hoping as part or at the end of that journey at some point that they meet someone who is deeply compatible with them and who actually supports and serves their growth so that they actually have a relationship where they can grow together and develop something that's deep and meaningful together. Mm. And so what we were seeing was an enormous amount of people who were doing a huge amount of work on themselves, which was either causing them to reassess the relationships they had been in or were currently in, or to really look at what they weren't or what they hadn't found and what they were desperately seeking in terms of that compatible partner. So it really came about as seeing this huge need that was coming, and also with burgeoning online dating, we were just constantly hearing so many people who were so disillusioned with this whole process of trying to find someone based on a photo and some kind of self-flattering profile.
Yeah.
So we really saw a deep need to have something that was deeper and that was founded on much more than just a photo and a few words said by someone who was, you know, painting a certain picture of themselves.
Mm. Well, certainly online dating has been around now for at least 10 years or so, or a bit longer than that.
Yeah.
And I've got limited knowledge of it, but I think it seems to me extremely superficial in terms of photos, a bit of a listing of my characteristics, what I like, what I don't like. So how does the offering that you guys have differ from that?
Absolutely. So what our aim is to cut out all of that initial stuff. Mm. So those endless coffee dates where people are presenting themselves in a certain light and trying to, you know, be at their best and you know, hooking up with someone who may or may not actually have any real compatibility.
And the anxiety is up through the roof.
Oh,
and
very good point.
The palms are sweaty.
Absolutely. And often these times are disappointing, or if they're not, you know, often they're very short term is you know, the gist of what we see with online dating, because there isn't a real basis to how and why people are matching and connecting. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So what we're about is providing a much deeper level of compatible matching. And what we're doing is we're using values as the basis for that. Mm. So what we say is that someone can have very different personalities. They can have different interests. That's no problem. But unless you have a foundation of core values that is like to like, it's only a matter of time before your values will come into conflict.
Well, that's a difficult thing to assess, I imagine. How do you actually get into the value set for each person?
Absolutely. So what we've done is we've isolated it into core personal values and core spiritual values. So we're really focusing on people who have a spiritual, not religious focus, which means it doesn't mean they have to have a strong spiritual practice, but it means that they have values that are important to them and they're seeking to live their life according to those values. So they're the kind of people that we're really trying to serve with this offering. And so what we do is we break it down and we assess in great detail people's personal and spiritual values. So some of the personal values we'll be looking at are things like someone's character, how independent they are, how environmentally aware they are, for instance, how demonstrative they are. We look at all sorts of all sorts of personal values in that vein. And then we look at spiritual values. So they're things like how honest you are in a relationship and how honest you are in your life in general.
Mm.
We look at someone's ego. We look at how fearful they are, how judgmental they are, how good at sharing their energy
Goodness me.
Yeah. Mm. So we break it down in a huge amount of detail to really get to the core of what someone believes in. Yeah.
So how many questions are there? It sounds like
tons.
Quite intense.
Yes, it is quite intense. So it takes about an hour to really do justice to the questionnaires. Yeah. So there's, depending on which membership you choose, there's two or three questionnaires that you fill in. And so one dedicated solely to personal values, one dedicated solely to spiritual values, and one dedicated to those who are looking for that really deeply connected, emotionally aware relationship.
And this is all done online or via interview?
No, it's all done online. So we've spent an extraordinary amount of time and effort in actually getting it to a place where it can all be done and assessed online. So therefore people can do it in the comfort of their own home at their own leisure and really take time to answer it in the way that suits them and is accurate.
And I can take as long as I need.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that brings me to the other aspect of what makes us quite different, which is that from that questionnaire process, you then get generated what we call a personal growth and relationship readiness report.
What does that mean?
So what that looks at is it gives you a really in-depth look at where you're currently at in terms of all those values. So what your values actually are, not just what you'd like to say they are, but actually how they truly are. So in terms of how you're actually applying them in living your life. So when we ask these questions, we don't muck around. So it's not a process that you can present yourself in a certain light with. So all the questions are geared to eliciting the truth and they're all cross-checked as well.
So I can't make myself look...
You can't. You just can't.
Look better than what I am or different than what I am.
Exactly. And that's a real part of what we're offering so that you actually see the truth and the whole truth when you actually do this process.
Which could be quite confronting,
And that's the idea because, this is part of the offering is that we're not actually, you know, we can all get self-flattering in all sorts of places in our life, but if we're really wanting growth and to change and reach our potential personally and in whom we attract and the relationship we have, there needs to be a level of self-honesty and a level at looking at where we're really at, not where we'd like to be at. And so that's part of what we offer is we give you a really good assessment of where you're at and where that potential growth can come from. So you can see where you might be stuck or you might be blocking a relationship and where your growth can come from and what your needs really are in a relationship as well. So who you really need to match you for the long term.
So how long have you been doing this yourself, Fleur? How long have you been involved in this?
Yes. So Love Match is actually still fairly new. So we launched at the end of last year, so we're still relatively new. However, all this work is based on work I've been doing for, the last decade, and it's based on my business partner, Ian Rogers, his lifetime work as well. It's an extraordinary amount of work has gone into this. It really is. It's a work of passion and it's a work of really presenting an offering that's very different and actually serves people. So it's really about a very genuine service to help people and to help them get what they're actually looking for, including a deep, compatible love relationship.
So how difficult was it to develop all of these questionnaires and diagnostics, given it's quite new? So just perhaps take us back a little bit in terms of Ian's background and experience that he's brought to this.
Sure. So he's done an enormous amount of work. So he's also got a spiritual bent to what he does. He's an internationally renowned medium and spiritual teacher as well. Mm-hmm. And he's done an amazing amount of work in terms of values, including with corporates and extensively, so both personally and in business. He's done a huge amount of work in taking values into business and into people's personal lives and actually changing how we actually apply those values. So to actually bring that alignment in terms of not only who we say we are and who we want to be, but in terms of how we actually then are in our life, which is our definition of what being spiritual actually is. Because we say it's all very nice to say I'm this or I'm that, but if we're not actually doing it, if we're not actually walking the walk, then to us it's not true spiritualism. So that's what we're really about, is actually bringing that emphasis on values and living those values and actually breathing those values into everything that we do. And this is an extension of that in terms of bringing it into finding that real deep connected relationship that we're seeking.
It sounds wonderful. It sounds very tempting. So let's play this out. So if I wanted to participate in this,
yes,
let's say, let's just walk through what that might mean. What's the first thing I would do? What would I...
Perfect.
Just walk me through.
So it's a very simple process, really. So you jump online.
Yep.
So we have a full website at www.spirituallovematch.com.au, and you basically jump straight online. All the information is on the website, including all the personal and spiritual values that we use as a basis of our matching, including a really in-depth blog where we post lots of information about relationships and improving your relationships and getting the relationship you want as well. So there's lots of resources there, absolutely, on there as well. And all you need to do is, once you're ready and you've had a good look through and you're comfortable, is you just literally hit the join now button and it takes you through the whole process. So you choose the membership you want, and I'll just mention that in a minute. You pay for that online and then you go through the whole questionnaire process, and then at the end of that process you immediately get your report. And then,
do I need to wait a day or two or a week?
No, literally, it's all programmed into the system, so you can get that as soon as you complete that questionnaire process, which is fantastic. And so then the bonus of then what we offer is that you then have that report and you can put your energy into actually looking at that and assessing that and digesting that and actually putting that into practice. And if you want to, we also offer other support services to assist you should you want to. But there's an enormous amount of information in that report. And so instead of going out on all those endless coffee dates we were talking about and the ups and downs of that whole process, we say focus on yourself, focus on your own needs, focus on your own growth, and we'll do all the hard work to match you.
So let's say I do this.
Yep.
And the report comes out and it says, I'm not ready. I'm not yet ready to actually find a partner. Is that possible?
It's
outcome?
It's very unlikely. There are certain aspects. The only reason you'd find yourself in that category is if your intention wasn't pure in terms of finding a real deeply compatible relationship. So in that case, we actually refund people's money. So if people come in, but that would be because they actually, their intent was not in alignment with what we're offering. So in that case, that would be flagged. But if it was just simply that you had some more work and some more growth to do, that's not a problem, because we're matching like to like. So you would be matched then to someone who was in the same position as you, and then you'd grow together. So that was the whole point.
Yep.
So we're matching people who are interested in their own growth, and it's like to like. So you're only ever matched to someone who shares those values and is around the same place as you, because we believe that a relationship can only succeed if there's that like to like going on.
I was interested in your logo, actually, Fleur. The logo is the male-female symbol with an overlap.
Yes.
I'm guessing there's a meaning behind that.
There certainly is. There certainly is. So one of the values that we look at is independence, and we believe very strongly that for a successful relationship, that we have two independent people coming together ideally. That's the ideal situation.
They're the two separate circles.
Absolutely. So we each bring... and particularly if we're focused on our growth, all the better, because we're each bringing certain things to that relationship. And that's a positive thing, and we want that to continue. So we want each person in that relationship to be growing independently, and then the centre is all about, and the rainbow is there to really signify the beauty of two people coming together out of not a real need but a want. So we're able to grow independently, but we actually want and need to be in a deeply fulfilling, loving, lasting relationship as well. And so that's signifying the beauty of that like-to-like, that shared value foundation, and the growth that can then come when that basis is in place.
So the overlap of the two circles is actually symbolises the relationship that's forming. Is that what?
And the growth in the relationship of that coming together when that foundation of values is there and that growth is possible. Because obviously so many people get into relationships for varying reasons, and, you know, it's not uncommon for people to settle for a relationship where, you know, there's not necessarily that real coming together, so that people are more alongside each other in that relationship as opposed to it being a real mutual coming together and growth together in that relationship. So it's really signifying the growth of that coming together, those two people becoming more than they could be independently.
So if we go back to playing this out for me, so I've gone online, I've completed all the questionnaires,
yes.
I've got my report, and I walk through it and I understand most of it. If I have any questions, what do I do if I have any questions regarding the report?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have full support available, so you can literally just contact us via the website and we can give you any assistance you need. We also have a link to our support services on the website. So if you think, oh, okay, this is really, and we've had many, many people who've said, oh my goodness, that just answers the link. Mm. This is what I've been getting wrong, or this is what I haven't been seeing in my previous relationships, and I really want to explore that further. So then we have an offering where we offer support services. So we offer personal and relationship counselling, we offer healing, and we offer mediumship as well, all to be able to look at those deeper issues should you want some further support on that. And that all can be booked online and all can be done in that same way. So it's all very easy to access. So that's that option.
And that's separate to the membership aspect that you mentioned.
That's separate, yeah. So the report and all the information is included as part of your membership.
Yep.
And then the support services are additional if you choose. And that gets me back. So we've got three main memberships that you can choose from. So we have what we call the Essential Plus, and the Premium membership. So that's important for me to share. So the Essential membership gives you basic information about where you're at in your life, where you're at in your growth, and what you need to be focusing on. When we get onto the Essential Plus, you're getting an enormous amount of information about where you're at and where you personally can move forward in your life.
This is still through the same diagnostics or through additional?
Correct. No, this is through the same. So this is all part of it. And then the Premium membership, what you get is you actually get that information about yourself and your potential partner as well. So when you get matched to someone, you then not only receive all the information that you have in terms of your own report, you get that same report about the person you've been matched to. So before you even decide whether you want to go and have a coffee with them, you already know all the information about them. So you know where you're in alignment already. And you know you are in alignment, otherwise you wouldn't have been matched. But you can actually explore already, so you have that confidence and you feel safe in meeting this person, that, for instance, this is where they're at in terms of their honesty. This is where they're at in terms of their fear levels, their ego, their honesty in a relationship, how independent they are. So there's basically, we're removing all of the rubbish that goes on at the beginning of a relationship. Mm. And you're actually, you know, you have the comfort of knowing you've been matched. Mm. So you're like to like. But we have that ability to see where each other's strengths and weaknesses are right from the beginning. Mm. And so we can then actually really go in openly, and we have that real deep foundation to work off at the beginning of that relationship.
So the potential match happens when, Fleur? So I've done the diagnostics, I've got my report. At what point do you say, well, look, you know, Lucy's a potential match, or Mary or someone? At what point does that happen?
Absolutely. So that can happen right from the beginning, or it might take some time. So it absolutely depends as to where you come out in terms of your results and whether there's the right match there for you at that point in time. So we run a full matching process every single night. So all the data is run through, and as people join up every day, that matching then continues every night. So you continually run through that process, and you can receive up to 3 matches at any one time.
Goodness me.
But we are all about extremely high quality as opposed to quantity. So we're very unlike other options out there in that we're not interested in giving you numbers. We're interested in providing quality. And if we can't give you quality, we won't.
And what happens then? So let's say I've got 3 potential matches or 5 at the end of 2 weeks or some such. What happens then? Is it up to me to make contact or what happens?
Yeah, so you can have up to 3 matches, and then what will happen from there is you will be able – so you'll get their report. First things first, you'll get their report. You'll see what their values are. I will get their report. And they will get yours.
Right.
Okay? Mm. So you're very clear before you meet them exactly who they are as a person. Yep. And you can see where you are very compatible, all right? So you're not just trusting us that – that you're compatible. You're not when you're that.
Yeah. I'm not just getting a photo and a summary
statement. And that, you know, and because we've had that feedback that people feel like they match to someone on in other forms of matching, and they're like, I have no idea how I could possibly have been matched.
Yeah.
So with us, there's absolutely no question why you've been matched. You get all the data given to you before you meet that person. So you're very clear on the depth of the foundation that is there available to you. And in the second stage, you'll also get a photo and you'll get the information as well as an addition. And then like any other option, you have a secure environment in which you can then email, you can online chat, you can communicate with each other in all the normal secure ways until you feel confident that you want to actually take that further.
And then beyond that, there's really no need. Do I stay connected to Spiritual Love Match or what happens?
Yes. So then, well, then you still have all the support available, and then, you just stay in, you have that as a support should you wish to then continue that.
Well, it sounds amazing.
Mm.
And the service has been going for how long? 12 months, you were saying? 18 months?
Not quite now. So, yeah, we launched 1st of December last year. So we're, heading into our first full year.
So how are the stats looking at this stage? Have you got a sense
Really positive. I've actually been really surprised. I sort of had an idea that I thought we would certainly appeal to more in the sort of 35 plus range where people are more know themselves a bit better and are more focused on their growth and know a bit more about the type of relationship they're seeking. But I've really been surprised at how many younger people have also been interested and how many older people have really been interested as well. So there's been a really huge response, which I've been really happy with. So, yeah, it's just a continual build through this year, which has been really nice.
It's a hard question. Do you have any idea of how many couples have actually ended up matching, so to speak?
We've definitely had good matching. I haven't actually gone into great detail with that. I need to actually get into doing some serious testimonials, but we've been so flat out with getting this whole process done. Yeah. We haven't done enough of that. So, yes, we've just started putting some testimonials up. But, yeah, I need to do a lot more in terms of that side of things.
What about geography? What's the situation with geography?
Sure. So, look, we're pretty open. We start off with matches that are closest to you, and then from there we build outwards. So you can potentially get a match anywhere in Australia, but we will start locally first and then look from there.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Mm.
So you guys are running a taster session at Beach Lane. Let's just have a look at the actual dates, Fleur. The Spring Festival at Beach Lane, where we're running a whole range of free activities, is on the 7th, 8th and 9th of October. So the details of that, of course, are on beachlane.co. And your session is scheduled for, just looking at the program here, on the Sunday the 9th of October at 12:30. That's a free session, and people can book online if you go to beachlane.co. That's a free session. Are you running that particular one, Fleur, or one of your colleagues running that?
My colleague Minnie will be running that one, and so she's a personal and relationship counsellor as well, and so she will be taking people through how to get relationship ready. Based on the work that we do online in terms of getting your relationship ready, this will be a really nice taster involved or involving looking at what those values are that are so important, which underlie a successful relationship, where there is such importance to have that like-to-like going on, and where you might be blocking or where you might be saying you want that relationship but you're not necessarily really in that place. Because what we've found is so many people say, oh, this is so what I want. But when we actually look a bit deeper, and this is part of the reason why we've instituted the report that we offer, is that people are not necessarily actually doing anything to get themselves ready. You know, when we look at our lives, people spend countless hours every week eating well, exercising, doing all of these things, but how much time do they actually put into getting relationship ready? And usually the answer is very little.
Very little, even if you're in a relationship.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Just on that aspect, Fleur, what happens, what about couples that are in a relationship? Have you had any people that actually go into the process as a couple?
Absolutely. We actually offer that as well. So what we offer is for couples who want to actually deepen their relationship, we have a fantastic product as well, which is a couples compatibility option. And in that case, both the couples...
That could be scary. So I might have been married or in a relationship for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
Absolutely.
And with my partner, we take this.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so what might happen as a consequence of that?
Well, it's a fantastic opportunity to deepen the relationship. So you each get your own personal growth report individually, so you can see where you're both at individually and where your individual growth can come from. And then you get a couples compatibility report as well.
Have you had any testimonials after that type of activity yet?
We've had very interesting results, and
this explains why it's not working.
Well, this is a thing. It can throw up some fascinating insights for people. And look, you know, I find the people that are the couples that are interested in doing that are really open and are prepared to see. You know, that's why they're there, because they actually want to deepen and improve their relationship. So people have been fantastic with getting that feedback, because it does. It gives them something tangible that they can say, oh, okay. Right, now I see what's going on. Now I see where I can focus on to actually take this to the next level. So we've had, we have real interest in that, and we have really good feedback. Even though it can be confronting, it's a fantastic opportunity. And we find most people, once they've got that clarity of what's going on, they're then happy to work on it. It's much better off than being in the dark as to where things aren't going right and what they can do about it. So we always say having that knowledge is far better, and that's certainly the feedback we get.
Well, I'm glad we touched on that one. So the options are to come to the taster session, as we were saying, Fleur, at the Spring Festival, 9th of October. People can also book directly to Spiritual Love Match. Yes. What's the process there again?
Yep, absolutely. So you mean in terms of signing up for a membership there? Yeah, absolutely. So www.spirituallovematch.com.au and literally jump on, have a good look at the website, hit the Join Now button, and it's really a step-by-step process. So you can select your membership level, whether it's Essential, Essential Plus or Premium, depending on the level of information and assistance you'd like in that whole process, and the level of detail you'd like about your matches as well, and also yourself for your own personal growth. Follow through. You can do your payment online via a credit card or PayPal, and then do your whole questionnaire process, allowing plenty of time to get that done.
And the costings, did you want to share the costings?
Yeah, absolutely,
at this stage?
Sure. So, look, it really is very reasonable, considering you get all of that information via your personal growth and relationship readiness report for yourself, and then you get your matching reports as well. So it really equates, for a six-month membership, you're looking at $20 a month. So it's very, that's for your essential. If you go up to a premium membership, you're looking at more, but the premium membership would be about $165 for the 6 months, which is giving you the huge gamut of all of that information that we're talking about. For the 6 months, absolutely. For a 12-month membership, we offer Now you're testing my poor brain. So it's about 165 for the essential and 268 for the premium. And okay. that gives you, as I said, that incredible depth of information and feedback and assistance as part of that. So really when you break it down on a month-by-month basis, it really is very affordable.
Yeah, very affordable. So at which level of membership do I start to receive my spiritual love match potential partners? At the first level or the second or the third?
You will receive them at every level. It's just the amount of information and the assistance and feedback that you get which changes.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you'll just get a basic level if you choose the essential. The essential plus you get a lot more information about you but not as much information about your match. The premium you get the full gamut of information about yourself and your match as well. That right down to percentages. So you'll literally get I'm at X percent, I might be, say, 73% in terms of honesty and my partner is 79%. So that's a fantastic amount of feedback to get, and then how you can both improve on that in individually and together.
Now, I'm intrigued by the one that's available for couples. So what's the costing for that one? I'm guessing a lot of listeners may jump onto that one straight away.
So costing is exactly the same. You sign up individually, you get your same process applies. Same you get your personal growth reports and then you get your full, in that case though, you get a full premium report individually and you get a full premium compatibility report between the two of you. Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know a few couples that will take that up straight away, I think. Thank you very much, Fleur. It's been terrific to explore this with you. And again, just a reminder, a free taster session at the Beach Lane Spring Festival, and that festival is going on 7th, 8th and 9th of October. All the details are online. Just go to beachlane.co and you'll see the full schedule there, and specifically for the Spiritual Love Match free session that will be 12:30 on the Sunday, the 9th of October. Thank you very much, Fleur.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Great.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.